Thank you, Andreas. I will present this application in behalf of my colleague, Professor Zečević, who was supposed to present this because he was the head of the team that developed this application, this service, but he was unable to attend, so I will try to explain all about this application. OMAPP is abbreviation of Open Mosaicing Application, which initially was developed upon request of our colleagues from biotechnical faculty. They are specialists in agriculture, and they wanted to have images of the crop fields from which they wanted to extract necessary parameters for their research and the estimation of the condition of the crops. Since this is not an easy task to make such images that are useful for their application, they ask us to help with some kind of automatic system that will make possible to have usable images for this research, for their research. In the beginning, these images are created and used by satellite. They use satellite images, but it's quite unusable because of the resolution. They are very low resolution. And of course, it's a longer revisit time. Another also an impractical way is to use some kind of planes. It's very expensive. It is it can be revisited quite frequently, but of course very expensive and sometimes impractical because there can be a lot of obstacles on their way. So the modern so-called unmanned air vehicles, the most popular are drones, are one of the choices that promise a lot. They are cheap, they can fly very frequently, they can take photos at the low altitudes, so the resolution is quite high. But the problem is, if they fly very low, the area that can cover one image from their cameras is very low, very low. So the not easy task is to make these images, to join these a lot of images in one single image. For moderate field, it can be hundreds of images. For large fields, it can be thousands of images. They have to be aligned, and this process is called mosaicing. And also, each of the pixels of these images have to have a precise geographic coordinates, and this process is called georeferencing. So we had to make a system that will do the both jobs. There are also some commercial products, available commercial products that do the same, more or less the same job, but they are quite expensive. And of course, they are not efficient. I mean, they need a lot of time to produce the final result. So we tried to help with our cloud service, with cloud application, which is publicly available on this link. So any of you can try it and use it. You just need to register with username and password. Since we called it open, of course, it's open for public use. And it is quite simple for use, so any user can quite easily take this application for their service. It is more multi-user application, of course, and only thing that you need to do is to upload your series of images. Of course, they have to be georeferenced. After that, these images are processed by our servers, and the user Since this is a time-consuming task, user is notified by an email that the final image is complete. And then you can preview it on the same web interface. Of course, you can download these images on your computer later on. This application is developed by using common open libraries, open source libraries. And you have here the names of them, the libraries for web interface and libraries used on server side. When the process is finished, when you have one single image produced of hundreds of thousands of them, you can do a lot of things. You can download images in various formats. Here are some of them. You can even produce 3D outputs that are estimated from your images. But maybe the best solution and the most convenient solution is to use this code to embed it into your web page. These red letters and figures are application programming interface key, AP key, which is associated to particular image. So you have each of the images you can connect, attached to your site. Of course, all these outputs are compatible with the open source software, which is intended for work with such kind of images. On this slide, it is shown, let's say, a flow of data in this process. So you make photos by drone, enter these photos to our system using desktop, laptop, tablet, mobile phone, whatever, everything that has web interface that can show your web interface. Then you upload these images to our system. After some time, you will have the outputs that you can download or see through the web interface. This is current configuration of this, let's say, server for this application. This is virtual machine configured on our cluster with storage system. And at the moment, it uses 20 gigabytes of RAM, 12 cores, and 500 gigabytes of storage space. Of course, since this is a virtual machine, it can be adjusted according to the user needs. Right now, there are a limited number of users, so it is more than enough for a present load of this system. Also, at the moment, the user interface, web user interface, and the server side is located on the same virtual machine, which is also easy to divide if necessary. One drawback of the system is if several users start each one its own task, these projects, image projects, are put in the queue. So you have to wait until the previous projects are finished. So it can take a time, and that's the reason why we introduced the email notification. Of course, the most demanding process is to do the processing, which is performed on our servers. Also, the storage is some kind of limitation, so we decided at the moment to delete all the temporary files and all uploaded images after several weeks. Of course, the produced, the single image that is produced and that presents the output of the system is permanently saved. So you can use it whenever you want. I said that initially we were asked for this application from our colleagues from agriculture. But next to agriculture, there are a lot of other potential applications. Let's say the cultural heritage digitalization could be a good application of this service, because, as I said before, we have a possibility of 3D image reconstruction from the plane photos. Of course, mapping of interesting locations are also possible. The next application could be environmental protection. Just people imagine can a limit application. You can find maybe some kind of dangerous situation in the forests, or you can find that some parts of the environment is harmed on some way. Or you can find some animal species on the field, etc., etc. Just to show how efficient our application is, we committed some, let's say, comparison, but not in scientific matter, because this application, one is commercial standalone application, this is PhotoScan, and another is cloud-based, this maps made easy, are not installed on the same machine as ours. That's the reason why I said it is not scientific comparison. But just to have an impression about how efficient our system is. If you have ordinary desktop machine with installed these two applications, for let's say 65 images, with our system you need approximately 10 minutes. For the same images on the ordinary machine, desktop machine, you will have with Maps Made Easy about 1 hour, with PhotoScan about 3 hours. The difference is even larger if you use more photos. With 180 images, you can see that for our application, it's about 35 minutes and 5 or 8 hours with other two applications. This is one example of the output of our application. This is field of biotechnical faculty, which have vineyards, and this is part of this vineyard. Actually, all of this is vineyard, but we use photos for this part. And this is output of our application, put over the Google Maps. Two things are easily noticeable, especially if you see the original image, because now on the wall it's not quite clear. The resolution of this part is significantly higher than the Google Maps, of course, and georeferencing is quite good. You can see that almost it's without error in this part, and little bit error in this part here. The image below is the image produced with some calculations of the original image. This some the colleagues call it VARI, VARI index. It's some kind of vegetable index. I am not expert in that area. They just asked for it. It's calculated on the red, green, blue parts of the upper image. Just simple calculation. And this is 3D image of the same area. As you can see, since this is vineyard, the only things that you can see as a 3D in this image are these trees and these houses here. But of course, actually this images are on the web page as an example, so you can see in real. And this is another example, more or less the same story. This is the area that was observed, also var index on that area, and trying to do some 3D processing, but since this is only the vineyard, it cannot be seen anything interesting on this photo.